back when you had to like pull it down from iTunes and sync it up with your iPod back at the time. I remember listening to podcasts all the way back then. And for some reason, it never occurred to me that that might be a good marketing channel. For some reason, it just seemed, I don't know, it just didn't seem like a good growth channel for me, I guess. I didn't really even think about it. And even when I started my first podcast with James, I was nervous as heck to get up on the mic. I wasn't very good on camera yet, but you know, after putting in enough episodes, you just get comfortable with that and you get better at speaking in front of the camera, in front of the microphone. But now I wish it had been my first channel, because podcasting does a lot of things for you. One, I find that once you get over that initial hurdle of the fear of getting in front of the camera, that's probably the hardest part. It's the easiest way to capture content. It's faster than blogging. It's faster than YouTube videos. It's more organic. It builds deep relationships with people. But even better yet, if you do an interview show like the one you're doing here, it's the easiest way to get to know anybody you want to know.